chemistry and English. Alternative fuels. Our complex modern lifestyle was made possible by the discovery and refining of fossil fuels, fuels that are the result of the decay of organic matter laid down millions of years ago. The natural gas that heats our homes, the gasoline that powers our automobiles, and the coal, gas, and oil that provides much of our electrical power are fossil fuels. Vast reserves of petroleum, the source of liquid hydrocarbon fuels such as gasoline and coal, exist in many areas of the world. However, although large, these reserves are limited and essentially irreplaceable. Yet we are using them rapidly. Alternative and sustainable power generation methods, such as hydroelectric power, wind power, geothermal power, solar power, and alternative fuels, are being sought to reduce the demand for fossil fuels. Four of the most promising alternative fuels are hydrogen, ethanol, and biodiesel. Hydrogen is extracted from ocean water by electrolysis. Ethanol is obtained by fermenting biomass, the name given to plant materials that can be burned or reacted to produce fuels. A problem with ethanol as a fuel is that the sugars and starches fermented to produce it are expensive. Methane is generated by bacterial digestion of wastes, such as sewage and agricultural wastes. In each case, the fuel is renewable. That means the source of the fuel is replenished every year by the sun. Biodiesel is the term used for the diesel fuel that comes from renewable biological sources, such as vegetable oil. Even used oils, such as those discarded from restaurant deep fryers, can be filtered and used as biodiesel. Biodiesel engines are more efficient than gasoline engines, as the fuel has a high energy density, enthalpy of combustion per liter. A problem with biodiesel is that it is more viscous than gasoline and can solidify at low temperatures. These alternative fuels do produce carbon dioxide when burned, and thus contribute to the greenhouse effect and global warming. However, they can be renewed every year as long as the sun shines and produces green plants. P. Atkins, L. Jones, Chemical Principles, 5th edition.